taking you not to Cape Town, but to the Eastern Cape, Gqeberha, formerly known as Port Elizabeth. And I have the privilege speaking to Clew Solomons from Hope City, SA. And we're talking about sunset, Sunday sunsets, worships on the beach. Hello, Clew. How are you keeping? Are you well down in PE?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Can't complain. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's such a pleasure speaking to you. A former hometown of mine, Port Elizabeth. It's a town where you can drive any destination within 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You reach your destination. Clew, thank you so much for chatting to us. Talk to me about Sunday sunsets. You guys just finishing it, worship on the beach. How did this come about? Please tell me the story.
Okay, so Hope City is an evangelical art worship ministry based in Port Elizabeth, Gqeberha, and we are a collective of worshippers from around the Eastern Cape region of so we are a group that, you know, does outreach. We have gatherings all around the city and outside of the city. And so our theme for this year is Acts 1:8, you know. Demonstrating the power of the gospel. And we just sat down in one of our meetings and we were like, you know, what are creative ways for us to, you know, reach the lost and to reach out in our communities a creative way. We always say, you know, the message remains the same, but the method changes. And then we had this idea, you know, of just taking our instruments to the beach on a Sunday, putting a post out there and inviting people to, you know, join us on the beach. And we've had about, I think, 4 or 5 for this season. This past Sunday, we had our last one, obviously, with the change of season now, the weather changing. But wow, what an awesome experience. The feedback has been so amazing. Even the souls, the testimonies of healing. We just give God all the glory. It's really been an awesome experience and something really to remember. We are so overwhelmed by what took place over, you know, this season.
And all right.
Like I said, we give God all the glory.
So, Clew, what beach did you go to? I know there's Hobie Beach and King's Beach and all these beautiful beaches. So, and what sort of a response did you get from the people that came to this gathering?
So our first one was, I'm not sure if you're well aware, not a lot of people are aware of Sardinia Bay.
I know Sardinia Bay. It's a beautiful, stunning beach.
It's a beautiful beach, and it's the best beach to go out for sunsets. So that's quite a thing here in Port Elizabeth.
All right.
Going to Sardinia Bay for sunset. So people would take their picnic baskets, their drinks, and they would go out to Sardinia Bay on a Sunday for sunset. So our first one we had there, we literally put the post out on the Thursday.
Yeah,
and we were so shocked at the response, like with the crowd, people coming in with taxis to join us at Sardinia Bay for the Sunday sunset.
Wow.
It was really an awesome experience, yes.
Well, absolutely stunning. And you're also taking hands with the Logos Hope Ship that's in PE. Tell me about that.
Sorry. Oh, yes, when they were here. So they also attended, I think, 2 of our Sunday sunsets because we moved after Sardinia Bay. We had one at King's Beach, and then we had one at the Nelson Mandela Bay Yacht Club as well on the turf outside at the Yacht Club. So the Logos team, they attended 2 of our Sunday sunsets. And they just invited us and said, look, we would love to do something with you guys. Please do join us on the ship for something that we can do together. So they shared with us they're having an overnight prayer session where, you know, they put a post out to the public to join them on the ship. They have an overnight prayer, playing for the different countries, you know, for the soul, the lost soul. So we joined in with that initiative and... so we did praise and worship, and they invited other worship teams within the city as well and worship groups within the city. So we were one of the teams that had a worship slot for that night.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, people listen to you and they think, Cleo, how can we do the same? This is thinking out of the box. This is worship in public spaces. People can't admit this. You're a freelance graphic designer, but you've also got your BA degree in Bible and theology services, and your folks are also involved with the church. Not so.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. So I studied in Cape Town the year 2013 to 2016, I studied in Cape Town. I did my at the Bible school there, at Cape Theological Seminary, and later on it was named Global School of Theology, Western Cape.
All right.
So that's where I studied, and then I came back. So Hope City was birthed during lockdown with my sister and I. And that's how it started, yes, and it grew to where it is today.
All right. Now, Cleo, I want to ask you a question. So that this whole initiative, it's stunning, it's mind-blowing, and you had such a wonderful response. Where are you going with this now? Hopefully it's – somebody said the other day, we Christians, we sometimes have an idea, and it becomes a flash in the pan, so to speak.
Yeah.
But people hunger for the Word of God. People hunger for worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you guys plan for the future?
Like just with our gatherings, I mean, that thing we just put out like a few days before, and the, you know, the people came in numbers, and there's really a hunger and a desire, you know, for people who just want to come out and worship. So we have what we call city gathering, which we have a gathering around the city at our large churches within the city. So we have one coming up on the 20th of April, which is called the City Gathering. We have one the 20th of April happening at Ebenezer International in Algoa Park. And all our events are free to the public. We don't charge any entry fee. So we have that coming up now in the 20th of April. So, yeah, and then in June we will be in Cape Town for Youth Alive. Youth Alive is a movement based in Cape Town. We were there last year as well. So over the June long weekend, we will be there at the Youth Alive. It will take place at Kunjalo Love Fellowship Ministries. I think it's in Alfie's River. So we'll be there.
All right. So, Young Cleo, tell me now, where can people connect with you? You know, without reinventing the wheel, I think it's an absolute stunning idea. And what the young people is coming together to do, Generation, somebody said the other day, Generation X, standing before the Lord in praise and in worship. If people want to connect with you and say, give me some ideas, give me some pointers, how can we start a similar thing down in Cape Town, in Durban, up here in Gauteng? Well, we lack the beautiful beaches here in Gauteng, but surely we've got some beautiful botanical gardens and parks and things where people can come together. Where can people tie up with you? Do you have a social media page, a WhatsApp number, contact details?
We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on TikTok, so you can find us at Hope City, Hope City SA. We are on all the platforms, you can find us there. Our email address is there as well. It's info@hopecitysa.co.za. So you can pop us an email. And look, I always say I encourage people in other cities to do what we are doing. You know, you don't even have to reach out to us. You know, just go ahead with it. If God lays in your heart to do something at the beach or, you know, let us. I always say the 10th service, God laid it on someone's heart to start with the 10th service. And so we all, you know, join in. And we hope this is something that other people can join in as well in doing. And we don't have to be there, you know, to start it. But if you see what we are doing and you would like to start it in your city, go ahead and do it, you know.
Yeah. But you will receive power. Cleo, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Sardinia Bay, in Samaria, in Port Elizabeth, in Elsie's Park, all over the place. You are, I think the Lord smiles on you, my girl. I think the Lord absolutely smiles on you. In closing, your thoughts, 400,000 people listening to you now, just sum it up for us. Put it together, Sunday sunsets, worship on the beach, and you called Hope City SA. Just put it together for us.
Yeah, so Hope City SA, like I said, we are in the evangelical arts ministry with, you know, our passion and aim is just to awaken this generation. One of our slogans is a hope for our city, a movement for our generation, and we're all about, you know, reaching the unbeliever and uniting believers, you know, within our city and beyond as well. And that is who we are. And we use creative ways to reach the lost. And that is who Hope City is.
And they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on Twitter, on X, they're all over the place. Listen, Cleo, God shared something with me down in PE one time. Do you know how God move sand dunes?
Yeah.
One grain at a time. One grain at a time, and he moves sand dunes. You move cities, girl. You go and be blessed. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful scripture.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for chatting to us here at Radio Pulpit. It was an absolute blast talking to you.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless you.
Keep well. Keep bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Louis Brutz, This Simple Life. Keep it simple. Just go out and do it. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Get people together. We live in the end times. Let's worship the Lord.